In Parshas Vayikra starts the tkufa where we have a few parshas of the karbanos. So usually, besides the karbanos being a difficult parsha to learn, a lot of it is foreign dinim. Although this year maybe you've been exposed to a few of the concepts in karbanos, should make it a little easier. But it also conveniently comes during Bein Hazmanim and Pesach time when you're able to focus on other things and even other learning, you know, in regards to Hachana of Hilchos Pesach and the Seder and the Haggadah. So a lot of the dinim of Karbanos are just not known, besides people don't learn it well in Yeshiva Ketanas, but going through the Parshas every year, sometimes we take a lapse by Vayikra. I can't encourage enough that a person should learn the Pesukim. A lot of Masechtas Vachim and a lot of Masechtas that I looked at as very hard Masechtas are really not too hard at all. Just a lot of it is based on Pesukim in this parasha, and you just have to know the basic dinim, what's a chatas, what's an ayla, what's an asham. And once you know the basic dinim, you could go through these Masechtas quite quickly and quite easily. One thing that we see at the end of Parshas Vayikra, though, which I think even without getting involved in the nitty-gritty of Karbanos, is a lesson that we could apply in everyday life, which is that it says in Parshas Vayikra that when a person brings a carbon, so it's a ishei reach nichayach l'Hashem. It's something, it's a pleasing fragrance to Hashem, that's a reach nichayach. Rashi says it's a nachas ruach, it's a Gemara in Zvachim actually, nachas ruach lefnei hamakom sha'amar, that everyone does something for Hashem. A person brings a carbon, that's a reach nichayach, Hashem is very happy. And Mamela, you might think when you bring a carbon and the shechita and this blood and the smell that's coming out of the azara where you have the mizbeach might not be so pleasant. Hashem says for me, reach nichayach. But the same lashon that we have reach nichayach is when someone brings an animal which is very expensive. He spent a lot of money bringing a carbon. Sometimes a person can't afford that and he brings a bird carbon. It's called an oilas ha'oif. An oilas, it's a bird. It's a lot cheaper than buying a bull or a sheep. Still, it says Reach Nichayach Hashem, and then there's a parasha of Mincha, which is a flower offering for someone who's very, very poor. The Gemara says Mi Darkoi Lahavi Mincha. It's an ani, someone who's very poor. He can't even afford a carbon of an animal or a bird. So he brings a little bit of flour with oil, and still, what does it say there? Reach Nichayach Hashem. What do you say? It smells the best, yeah, but to Hashem, it's not, the point is not the smell. The point is that the fact that you brought the carbon, that's the nachas ruach, that itself is the good fragrance that Hashem feels when you bring the carbon. So the last Mishnah Menachas, Tavkuf Yud Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says that it says by Oilas Behema Reach Nichayach, it says by Oilas Ha'oif Reach Nichayach, it says by Mincha Reach Nichayach. What do you see from there? And this expression may be familiar to you, but it's a Mishnah at the end of Menachas. You see from there, Echor HaMarbe VeEchor HaMamit Vuvar Sheyichavein Liboy LaShemayim. That's the expression. Whether a guy does a lot, whether a guy does a little, it doesn't make a difference. If a person does what he could afford, Vuvar Sheyichavein Liboy LaShemayim, in just providing that his intent is pure, if a person could afford a behema, and he says, I'd rather spend the money on something that I like, and I'll buy Hashem a carbon mincha. That's not good enough. But if a person is ma'amit, because he can't afford to be ma'aber, so then Hashem looks at it just the same. And we grow up in the Olam HaDimyon, in the Olam HaShaker, where everything is the chitzonius, everything is on the outside. If a guy has a nicer car, so that's nicer than a guy who has a simple car. If a guy has a nicer house, that's nicer than a guy who has a simple house. So you would think if a guy brings a nicer carbon, that's better than a guy who brings a simple carbon. But Hashem doesn't look at it that way. Hashem looks at the pnimius, the emes within each person, which is that a person has to try his hardest to be over Hashem. And if a person, Hashem knows the koichus of each person, and if his koichus financially is to bring only a mincha, or if his koichus in ruchnius is only to accomplish a certain amount, but he reaches his full potential and puts in his full koichus, so that is just as chaviv to Hashem as someone who puts in more quantity but is putting in the same proportion of his koichus. And I think that this is something, this idea, besides a mahalach that one should take through life, you should never get down seeing someone else being able to shteig on a higher level in a way that he's getting more covered, because Hashem realizes that each person has different koichas, and if you maximize your koichas to 98% and a big Rosh Hashiva is maximizing his koichas 92%, so you're more chaviv to Hashem by maximizing 98% of your koichas, because echad amab v'echad amamit, the main thing is b'vat sheichav in libo l'shamayim. But I think in addition to this being a mahalach and our avodas Hashem in life, it's something that can really describe, in a sense, the tkufa haba aleinu l'tayva, which is the tkufa called Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, I would say, is the tkufa of Echad Hamanit. During the Zman is Echer HaMa'abe, we hope, and during the Bein HaZmanim, it's Echer HaMa'amet. What does that mean? We all know, we learned this man, we mentioned the Pirush of the Gra and Peya, that he talks about the Chiyav of Talmud Torah. The Chiyav of Talmud Torah, the Pasuk says, V'agisaba yayimah v'layla, there's no break. You have to learn day and night. So what is this that we take a break to eat, and take a break to sleep, and take a break for Bein HaZmanim? Where does that fit in? It doesn't say in parentheses, V'agisaba yayimah v'layla, except when you have to eat and drink, or except Bein HaZmanim, except Bein HaZmanim. So the answer is, the Gaon says, there's two levels of the Chiyav of Talmud Torah. There's one thing that's minimum standard, and that is learning one word of Torah a day. We call that Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, because a person has to read Kriya Shema because of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And once you've read Kriya Shema, so you don't have to do any more for the minimum Chiyav. The minimum Chiyav is one word of Torah a day, even one word is learning. However, there's another Chiyav called V'Hagisa Ba'yayim V'Layla, which means in addition to the minimum standard, a person is supposed to be learning as much as he could. And throughout the Zman and throughout the Seder, what does that mean? As much as you could means putting in as much time. The Sidrei HaYeshiva are usually not too unreasonable for people. And that's what the Rosh Hashivas Rekaveh Adi Sadam. You have time for breakfast, time for lunch, time to relax, time to sleep. But besides that, a person is supposed to be trying to learn as much as he possibly could, with as much depth as he possibly could, as much as his capacity. That's how much a person should be learning. So what's the Pshat in Bein HaZmanim? The Pshat in Bein HaZmanim is something that's part of our Avodas Hashem. It's not like we're taking a break of Avodas Hashem for a month. We understand, especially in America, the concept of Bein HaZmanim. Even in Eretz Yisrael is Bein HaZmanim. There, it seems that there's a lot less time for Bein HaZmanim. But the Chodesh Nisan and the Chodesh Tishrei, for generations already, back hundreds of years, were times of Bein HaZmanim for Yidden. Most of it was because of the preparations of Yontif. But even the week after Sukkot and the week after Pesach, which are not any more preparation for Yontif, but they didn't start learning even the times of the Ramah. He writes that Rosh Chodesh they used to start learning, that the Sidrei HaYeshiva started from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I believe, although I'm not sure about that Bein HaZmanim in the summer. Many say that that was an Americanized move that they give off in the summer a little bit, and in many yeshivas they give off just from Tisha B'Av. In a lot of yeshivas in America they give off 2 months, like the school in America. But whatever it is, when a person is in a society that people have vacation and you feel like you need that, so if you'd be learning straight, it would be the Maisa Yetzahara. It would be that you're pushing and pushing until a person's going to burn out. He's not going to be able to maximize his koichas throughout his life in learning. The idea of Bein HaZmanim is a practical concept, which is a break that's needed. And a person should spend his Bein HaZmanim thinking that now I'm not... not that he's thinking that now I'm not a Ben Yeshiva, now I'm someone who could do anything I want because there's no rules and there's no Rosh Yeshiva. It's something that's part of our Avodas Hashem, and a person will get schar for it. There's a concept called Bituloi Zehu Kiyumai. When you're Mevatel Torah, that's the best way to be Mekayim Torah. If a person sits and learns a whole night, and then the next day he's learning, and then the next night again, because Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, he's sitting and learning a whole night, he's going to lose all his Kaychas. If he remains alive, he's going to be mamish at the end of his koichus. He's not going to be able to keep any chavrusas or sidrei yeshiva. He's not going to understand his learning because he's going to be too tired. That's the Yetzer pushing him, telling him, keep going. It says, V'haseh Satan milfaneinu u'me'achareinu. And I once heard, sometimes the Satan is lefaneinu, pushing you, trying to make sure that you can't move. But sometimes the Satan comes me'achareinu, goes behind you and gives you a big push and says, go all the way, go all out and learn as much as you can and until the guy gets burnt out. So the Satan has different ways, he's very smart. Yetzirah has ways to convince us and to mess us up. So Bein HaZmanim is a time of Bitul Ezeu Kiyumai. We have to learn less of a Bein HaZmanim. A Ben Torah should be learning over Bein HaZmanim. Should have a Seder, preferably in the morning. It ensures the fact that you wake up for Shachris and that you have a Shtikl Seder in the day, whatever it is, Ishkafi Kaichai, for a Seder or an hour or a half hour or whatever it is. Everyone has to know what they're capable of doing on a consistent basis. But to get a Chavrusa and learn Bein HaZmanim is something that's very important. But it shouldn't be like during the Zman. And the point is that a person taking a break and having a more relaxed schedule and a more relaxed atmosphere, that's going to help him for Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz. That's going to help him for the Summer Zman and every Bein HaZmanim. It's going to help you realize you got a break. And Mamela, when we look at it with the outlook of Echer HaMa'abe ve'Echer HaMa'amet to Levat She'echav and Liba LaShamayim, the idea is that even though Bein HaZmanim is a time where we're Mamet, we're learning less hours, we're learning less Be'iyun, we're learning less intense, but even so, there is Mamet, there is Ma'at, there is a little bit. And the ikar is Bilvacha Yechavin Libai Lashamayim. When you approach Bein HaZmanim with the idea, the mindset, that this is a break that I need. In America everyone has a break, so I'll feel gypped if I don't get that break. So I need a break. If you approach it with that mindset, it's such an important shmira over Bein HaZmanim. When there's less of a schedule, everybody knows, less of a schedule, there's more danger. for a person's yetzer to get the better of him. He doesn't have a chavrusa, he doesn't have a seder. So what am I going to do today? Okay, let me go out and see what's doing on the streets. Let's go out and hang out with friends who are maybe not the best of chavrus. So when there's less of a schedule, there's more of a sakana. The meila what? A person needs more of a shmira. And the shmira has to come from beforehand. You have a hachana in your mind that even though I'm not going to be learning as intense throughout Bein Hazmanim, but Vavachi Chavim Libel Hashemayim, I'm taking a break, I'll play a little more ball, do a little more shopping, do other things that are not learning, but are not usher. When you have that outlet, then you have an outlet in a way of heter. A person who's taking a break because Bitulay Zeu Kiyumay, I'm going to be able to learn better next man, so I'm going to take a break. So he's not spending his Bein Hazmanim going to movies or renting movies. He's not spending his Bein Hazmanim hanging out with people who he's not supposed to be hanging out with. Because the whole point of the Bein Hazmanim is in order to be able to steig better. So you don't want to ruin your whole steiging for the previous man and then and jeopardize the steiging of the future's man just to get back to where you were beforehand. If the mindset of Bein Hazmanim is Vavad Sheikhavim Libel Hashemayim. So I just want to stress that before Bein Hazmanim, because once Bein Hazmanim comes, we tend to get swept up. A person has to enter Bein Hazmanim with that mindset of, I'm not going to be as intense as during the Zman, however, I'm still a Ben Torah, and the Ben Torah comes out in a way that I spend my time, in a way that I relax, in a way that it should be, in an oifen of heter. And another important point of a Bein Hazmanim, most of us are going home, that Bein Hazmanim is really a time where parents need so much to see the kibud av va'em of the child, especially before Pesach. There's always help throughout the house. No bachar, I could say myself included when I was a bachar, no bachar likes to come home after his man and be given all the hard chores in the house and cleaning, especially cleaning for Pesach or running errands. It's not kishmak, that's true. You need a little bit of a break, and the mitzvah Shem, you'll get the break, if not so much before Pesach, so after Pesach or during Pesach. But when you help your mother and father in a way every single day over Bein Hazmanim, that's something that during the Zman you don't have the opportunity to do. You could call once in a while and give them nachas and tell them a nice vart and thank them for something. You could do a minimal kibud av va'em. But the opportunity to do kibud av va'em and to make a kiddush Hashem, to see that my son is becoming a ben Torah, that's something that from Bein Hazmanim to Bein Hazmanim the parents watch and see the steiging or the lack of the steiging of a kid. And it's such an important mitzvah, kibud av va'em, besides l'man yarichun yomecha, but pashat ha'akaras ha'toiv of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em and Bein Hazmanim, a person has to prepare that mindset to try to be mechabit av va'em, first of all helping in the house, and also something that's no less important, giving nachas to parents. You're not going to come over and say, maybe you'll come home and say, we made a siyum on the first parak in Adarim, we made a siyum on the whole Masechta Nedarim. That's something that's for sure a nachas. But most of the stuff in Masechta Nedarim, you're not going to come home and say around the table to your family. But to prepare Divrei Torah on the Haggadah, to prepare things on the Parsha, something that shows that you've become a Ben Torah, and even if you were a Ben Torah beforehand, but to show the parents that the Torah is important to you, that's something that really, between me and you, most of it is done on your own. Because most of the shiurim are not Divrei Torah on the Haggadah, but when you become a Ben Torah, and Torah is important to you, so when you come home and share that with your fathers, or share that with the people in the family, so then they see, and nachas, that's the biggest kibud av va'em, after sending your child and paying tuition, and having him go to yeshiva, and worrying about him day and night, is that he comes home, and he has something to give back, and he knows the halachas of the yantif, and he knows the inyanim of the yantif, and he's able to say over clear veta. I don't know why sometimes I find that the young children are excited about the manishtana and have such nice divrei Torah, and as someone gets older, so bekoshi he bashfully says the manishtana without translating, and he just says the manishtana quickly, and the divrei Torah that he says, somehow the more years you spend in yeshiva, sometimes the divrei Torah become less and less understandable. It has to be very intricate, and it has to be this, and the question didn't really answer, the answer didn't really answer the question. Simple Divrei Torah that you look up, find a sefer that's to your liking, and write down Divrei Torah, say them over, nice beautiful thoughts that there are by the thousands, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, and the Inyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yamsuf. One thing I just want to leave you with, besides the Chizuk for Bein Hazmanim, is that we're already in the month of Nisan. For many it's already Bein Hazmanim. We're zeichet to have a few extra days that we call Hazman. Call this man, that it's still Nisan, and when we're in the Tkufa of Nisan, we can't hold back from being Ma'ayr. But Chazal say the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but Nisan Asid and Ligoel, according to one Shita. And there's times that are called throughout the year, times that are Mesugal for Geula. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is surely Mesugal for Geula. The whole month of Nisan is Mesugal for Geula. What does that mean, Mesugal for Geula? Achak Eloi B'chol Yayim Shayavai. Every single day Mashiach can come. So what does it mean? Does it mean that I have to believe Mashiach is going to come tomorrow? And then what happens if he doesn't come tomorrow? So my belief was wrong. So I heard once a great mashal. I think it helped me very much in terms of waiting for Mashiach and the idea of a time being mesugal for geula. Somebody said in this generation, I saw it in a country, on Mashiach, on geula, and he said that if a person wants to talk to someone else and he's not nearby, so what do? You pick up a telephone. So picking up a telephone enables you to speak to someone across the street or in a different city? No, it doesn't. You have to dial his number. You have to press buttons or dial a rotary phone or whatever the mashal is. You have to dial and then you've made the connection. He said there are some times that when you want to talk to your friend in a different city, all you have to do is pick up the phone and you're already talking to him. What's up, chat? If he calls you, if he dialed, or as you picked up the phone to call him, he was calling you, you picked it up, you might not have even heard it ring. But as soon as you pick it up, it's there. So the person said, that's the mashal of a time that's mesugal to geula. We could have geula every single day of the year. It's possible to have a geula. If we press the right buttons, if we do the right things, it's possible to have geula in the middle of. It's possible to have geula in Tammuz. However, Nisan is a time where Asidin Ligol, it's mesugal for geula. Times that are mesugal for geula means that you have to do less. All you have to do is pick up the phone. You don't even have to press any buttons. The buttons are already being pressed, are already being set in motion for geula. And if that's the case, when we approach the days of Nisan, the days of Pesach, the days of Geula, we should inspire ourselves not to think Mashiach is definitely going to come tomorrow, Mashiach is definitely going to come yesterday. Mashiach can come. And not only do we believe that he can come, in a real belief, but we hope that he does come, because when Mashiach comes, that's going to be the most perfect state of the world that Hashem had in mind, which is going to come with the Geula Asida. That's something that these days is mesugal for, and we shouldn't let the days go by without davening the extra tefillas, the tefillas in Shemayna Esrei that all have to do with Tekabe Shofar and as Samach David, all the brachas that have to do with the Geula and the many different aspects of the Geula. And we should think about this during our Bein Hazmanim. We should be zeicha to have a good kosher Bein Hazmanim. We should be Makadi Shem Shemayim in and out of our house throughout the Bein Hazmanim. And we should tackle all be zeicha to bring the Karban Pesach together in Yerushalayim HaBenuyah.